Hello, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning, studying in God's Word in John chapter 13, the Upper Room Ministry of Christ. Today our reading is in verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. The Lord Jesus was telling them in very intimate terms about what was going to happen after his physical departure from them. He starts out telling them what to them would be a painful truth in a very tender way. In verse 33, he begins by saying, little children. It was a term of endearment in the Greek language to say this, and he was assuring the disciples once more of his ongoing affection for them, that he wasn't leaving because of anything wrong with them. He wasn't leaving because of any deficiency in his love for them. He loved them to the fullest extent possible, as verse 1 of the chapter tells us. No, they were still very dear to him. Thus he calls them little children. He says, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you. He had said this earlier in the Gospel of John in chapter 7 at the Feast of Tabernacles. He had said, I am with you a little while longer, and then you will seek me, and you will not find me. The Jews' response at first was to ask among themselves, where is he going to go? Is he going to go among the Jews of the dispersion, the Greek-speaking Hellenized Jews? Is he going to go out of the land of Israel and teach them? The interesting thing, they came up with all kinds of theories about where he might be going and what he might be talking about, but none of them asked him any further what he meant. They didn't say, now excuse us, Jesus, but we didn't quite understand that bit. No, they were happy to go away and formulate their own ideas. And sadly, many people treat the Word of God that way today, too. They hear something of it, they don't understand it properly, but instead of delving deeper into it and comparing Scripture with Scripture, they go away and say, no, I'll just round it off to the nearest thing that I believe, or the nearest thing that I think is good. That's a very dangerous thing to do. Later in that same feast, as recorded in John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus repeated this to them. He said, whither I go, ye cannot come. Ye shall seek me and not find me. And he adds this phrase, and ye shall die in your sins. That was extremely serious. If they had at that point said, well, Lord, we don't want to die in our sins. We want to be saved. We want to know what you're talking about. The Lord Jesus certainly would have explained it to them. But instead, they came up with an even more ludicrous idea in John 8:22. They said, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, ye cannot come. But he responded in the next verse, chapter 8, verse 23, he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Again, it literally says there, if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. The Lord Jesus was saying, in other words, that if they didn't believe in his deity, if they didn't believe he was the Son of God, come from the Father to be their Savior, then there was no hope for them. They would die in their sins. But now he was talking to his disciples, to his own, to those who are already clean, as John 13 says. And he doesn't speak about them dying in their sins. He just says that he's going to go away and they can't follow him. In other words, he's speaking of a temporary physical separation. But in his absence, he would give them the very important new commandment to love one another. There would be a new standard to this commandment. It's true, the law had commanded them to love thy neighbor as thyself. But now the Lord Jesus said that they were to love one another just as he had loved them. That is indeed a high degree of love.